We're doing Jewish history. We were up to the year 2016. We had learned the terrible story of Yosef being thrown into the pit, and he quoted over here a version of the story that the Midianites pulled Yosef out of the pit and they took him for a servant. And then the brothers came and saw the Midianites holding Yosef. And they said, "What are you guys doing taking our servant?" And the Midianites looked at them and said, "Gee, we're not so sure, because he is good looking, much better looking than you guys. And we think that maybe he's the master and you're a bunch of slaves that turned on him and threw him into the pit. Maybe he's the master and you're the slaves." And the Yaakov's children, Yosef's brothers, said, "Give us back our slave. Otherwise, we're going to kill all of you." And the Midianites drew their swords. And this is where we left off. The Midianites drew their swords. And Yaakov's children drew their swords. And Shimon took a leap and charged them, yelling a tremendous roar. And the Midianites got very scared. And Shimon stood before them and said to them, "You know, I personally destroyed the city of Shechem and the other cities of the Amori with my brother. And if you want to call in all your troops, all the other Midianites and the Canaanites, none of them are going to stand up to me. Give them to me, because I'm going to, your alternative is that I offer your flesh to the birds in the heaven." And the Midianites got very scared of Shimon. And in fear, they approached him softly and said, "You said that he rebelled against you. And what are you going to do with a slave that rebels? So if you want to get rid of him anyways, that's why you threw him into the pit, so then sell him to us." So the brothers said, "Okay, if you want to pay for him, then we'll give him over to you." And then they sold Yosef for 20 silver coins. Reuven was not present at the time. And the Midianites took Yosef and they went their ways towards Gilad. And as they're traveling, they're discussing, "Hey, what? We thought we had a freebie. Now we paid for him." But they looked at him and they said, "What a good-looking boy. If we keep him around here, could be that he was kidnapped from the Hebrews. And then, if we're caught with him, such a good-looking boy is obviously not a slave. Look at him, how well-kept he is. His hair, his locks, his everything. He's not a slave. If we are caught with him, we could be killed for having him. And look at all those brave people today who we encountered. If they want to come back and take him, we can't stand up to them. So we have to get rid of him. We have to get rid of the evidence. If we hold on to this lad, we're in trouble. Even if we sell him at a loss, we have to try and regain what we can, but we cannot hold on to him because he is a hazard to us." So as they're talking, they see the Ishmaelites. Remember those Ishmaelites that Yaakov's children saw at a distance? And the Midianim said to one another, "Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and let's try to regain our losses. Let's minimize our losses."
Wait, which Ishmaelites that Yaakov saw?
Yaakov's children, when they sat down to eat, they looked up and they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites and they were discussing selling him to the Ishmaelites. While they were talking, the Midianites traveled by, and they looked into the pit. They thought they'd get some water. They saw Yosef in the pit, so they pulled him out, and they thought he was a slave. They took him for slavery, and then the whole story we discussed.
Is this pit near Shechem?
Yeah.
In Shechem or near
Shechem? I don't know. So the Midianites gained back their money. They sold him for 20 silver coins. And the Ishmaelim took him down to Mitzrayim. And when Yosef heard that the Ishmaelim are going down to Mitzrayim, he cried and wept that he is being taken far from the land of Israel. Now no one's going to find him. Now he's going down to Mitzrayim. We can add to the Midrash that it was well known that the Egyptians would buy boys for prostitution to rape them. And so Yosef is being taken down to Mitzrayim after his brothers sold him. He is now in slavery and he's weeping as they're taking him down. And one of the people saw him weeping, so he took him off the camel and told him, "Now walk." So he hoped if Yosef's walking, he'll stop crying. And no, Yosef kept traveling, crying and calling, "My father, my father." And Yishmaeli couldn't stand seeing it, walked up to Yosef and smacked him across the face. And Yosef continued crying. And he cried so bitterly, he collapsed. He couldn't continue walking. So the Yishmaelim stopped their camels, went down, picked up their clubs, and started beating him. And they told him, if you continue crying, we're going to beat you more. And they scared him and told him he has to stop crying. And with that, Yosef continued his journey to Egypt. He wasn't even allowed to cry. And Hashem took note of Yosef's sorrow. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, next time. 17.